Yeah, hang on, will you wait till I get there?
So, the rebalance back to our target allocation is twice a year, as the board will recall. We do this based on June 30th values and then again on December 31st values. The actual rebalancing takes place about a month after those dates. So this was our rebalancing, our regular rebalancing and year-end valuations. No surprise for the markets, the equity markets running last year, we took money from the domestic equity allocations, redistributed pretty much everywhere else. So the equity markets were up about 33% in 2013. Everything else was flat and modestly up or down. We moved about $117 million into our fixed income managers. That was by far the biggest shift out of equities into fixed income. We moved about $9 million into the real asset program that went into the public. We listed, fortunately, went into Wellington, actually. And about $16 million into real estate. And that brings us back to our target allocations across the board there. It was a fairly straightforward rebalancing from our perspective. Everything went smoothly. This was all executed as of February 1st. Any questions from the board?
I had a question.
Deborah?
In looking at the agenda item 4, there's still a few investment managers
right.
where it seems, and I think we've discussed this in the past, where it seems that they're struggling to get our money called and working. And I think in the past, one of them that actually Tim and I visited last year was LaSalle. And when we visited them last year, they had called virtually none of it. And now it looks like they've got half of it working.
The other thing that the board doesn't necessarily see on those balances is a lot of our private equity, private equity to some degree, but the real estate much more so will operate with a line of credit. They'll go out and acquire properties with a line of credit. They'll get to what they think is a critical mass. And then they'll call capital from
okay.
us. So that was something we saw. They acquired the first four properties on a line of credit. They got everything situated the way they wanted to. Then they called capital from the LPs, paid down the line of credit. And so you're going to see this move in a step fashion rather than property by property capital calls.
Okay, so I'm just looking for your general opinion. You know, you don't see any glaring issues with any of our managers
no,
who are not pulling the money in fast enough.
Yeah, that's always a delicate balancing act. You want them to deploy it prudently. I never want a manager to be out there deploying capital just because they won't be collecting manager fees or they're running up against a deadline. You did note that LaSalle took a long time to get up and running. They had an extended period of fundraising, essentially. We came in at the very beginning of the process and it took them a while to get up to their target levels of fundraising. Since, I want to say it was about September of last year, they've been operating at what I would consider to be a normalized capacity. Are there any managers I'm concerned about them not calling capital right now? No.
Along the same lines, DLJ State Capital Partners LP2, the target termination date was 7/14/2009. They still have $4 million. When are we going to, what's up with that?
I'm going to plead ignorance on the details. In general, that one is largely wrapped up. They had an asset that was written down to zero that came back to life.
Oh.
How
do you do that one?
That's good.
when you find out the solution, because I can do
so the liquidation on that, it's a publicly traded asset in Europe.
Okay.
It's going to take a little bit of time to work that one out. I can circle back with you on exact liquidation timelines.
I just, you know, a year, 2 years, I can understand that, but this guy's going on.
Well, target termination date was 2009. You've got to remember there's 2 one-year extensions that can be executed, and then there's a number of those funds went through special LP votes to extend the whole period.
Okay.
To not have to liquidate in a distressed environment.
Okay.
But we're
yeah,
very close on that one.
All right.
Okay. I don't think we need to vote on this, do we?
No. Accept the report.
Motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Okay,